Tom, your reaction to the win, first of all?
I just, you know, so pleased for the players. I felt, you know, a lot of criticism flying around, a lot of negativity flying around after Saturday. And to go out and show the sort of grit, resilience, determination that they did. I mean, I'm not going to pretend that we were very good in terms of our performance in certain elements today. But as I said, it was all really about sort of grit and determination. That's what carried us through. And I just think the players, you know, deserve tremendous credit to do that on the back of Saturday's disappointment.
Big credit to your defence this afternoon as well, and goalkeeper. I mean, soaked up a lot of pressure in that second half, and to come away with a clean sheet as well as the win.
Yeah, I think, you know, you do have to give credit to the back four, but I think, you know, we defend as a team. I thought Nick Hutchins in goal was very good again, but we did have to defend quite a lot, as you say, but they didn't create any opportunities. You know, I can barely think of, you know, they had a Hutch pulled off a good save from a sort of snapshot at the end from, I think, the fullback Wells. But other than that, I can't really remember too much. Certainly in the second half, they huffed and puffed. They had lots of people forward. They pumped ball after ball after ball into our box, which perfectly entitled to do. But, you know, we defended it well. I'm not going to say it was comfortable. It wasn't. But we did. You can't say that, you know, they created many chances. They didn't. So I feel that we need to take an awful lot from that.
Forced into that early substitution as well with Lewis Lindsay going. I've got a few bookings for your side. I imagine that was a bit of a concern for yourself.
Yeah, we just felt it, you know, clearly when they appoint referees for these type of fixes, it's always going to be a feisty affair. We felt the referee, he was just one of those that he just seemed influenced. You know, Weymouth were quite clever about it, that I think they saw early on that he was capable of being influenced to quite a significant degree. So every time we put in a tackle, they were round him, he was giving fouls, he wasn't really giving anything for us. And if it had been a more resilient referee, probably would have left Lewis Lindsay on there, but I just felt the way, you know, they wanted Lewis Lindsay off the pitch, and I felt the referee probably would have obliged sooner rather than later, so we felt we had to make the decision. But I think it's a shame when it gets to that point, because, you know, you'd like to look at the game and think that the officials can see through it all and have got, you know, a degree of common sense. But we didn't, you know, we couldn't really take a chance.
And Tom, over the last three seasons, six games against Weymouth, Pooltown unbeaten in all six, and in the last five haven't conceded a goal against them. I think anyone here would have seen from your reaction at the final whistle what it means to you, but if you can put into words what that victory means to you this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm honestly not really bothered about the local sort of element. You know, it's sort of, I've got no axe to grind against sort of Weymouth as a club. I've got no axe to grind against, you know, their manager. I think they've got some very good players. But it was just, you know, it was so, so vital for us today, irrespective as to the opposition. The local element almost goes out the window, you know, because of what's at stake for us. As I say, it's just all about trying to win the game, and all this stuff about bragging, right, don't really care. You know, 3 points is just so important for what we're trying to achieve, and I wouldn't care who we're up against today. We just needed them.